Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Toray, and I am your hostess this evening on Blog Talk Radio on the Venus in Velvet show. Tonight, we are talking about owning that personal power, your power. Don't give it away. Stop being a giver to the point where you're sacrificing who you are and what you have to do for yourself. That's the bottom line with this show. You know, sing it like you mean it, say it like you mean it, own it. And, you know, I know we're givers. We're people who a lot of us are givers to the point where we sacrifice our own happiness. We sacrifice ourselves. We weren't put on the planet to be the martyrs. Okay, not all of us anyway. And if we were, it was a lesson, and we need to get beyond the lesson and move on. I apologize for getting in a little offbeat time. I was trying to log in back in, and it was shooting me out. We are in a Mercury retrograde. How about that, folks? Yeah, well, it's par for the course. You know, as they say in Mercury retrograde, all the communications are kind of at odds. So, you know, we just deal. We light a yellow candle and say, let's move on. Let's continue. Let's just go with, you know, whenever electronic devices and things slow you down, don't get fixated on that. Don't sit there and look at it and wait. Looking at it's going to make it change. Okay, just do it another way. Like right now, I can't get it back into my studio on my tablet thing to see any callers, so I do apologize for that. But that's not the end all be all. And even when I'm trying to get in the studio on another unit, it's not saying the typical things it does to get me into the studio. So I just let it go, let it flow. A lot of things about your energy. Right now, being just the fact that we're in Mercury retrograde when things aren't working right, use this opportunity to get inspired creatively, to do it differently. Use your inner voice, your higher self, your guidance. Say, okay, this is kind of frustrating. This is not working. So how else can I do this? Do it the way you need to do it. Do it for how it works. Not maybe just not the same old, same old. Don't try to make reservations and a bunch of new things clicking during Mercury retrograde if you can help it. Don't. You're going to run into snafus, pitfalls. Even there are some work opportunities sometimes that if they show up, maybe they're a temporary fix to a temporary situation. And look at this as like the end-all be-all. Nothing, in fact, in life is the end-all be-all. So Mercury is here to teach us some things on that level. Get creative, utilize it, or utilize our energy in a different way. So, you know, and try something differently. Try it in a new way. Get used to trying new things. So, hello, we're back in now. So now I'm going to take our first caller. Because, you know, even in the description of the show tonight, I put things about, like, how bad things can happen to good people. And, yeah, I know there's a lot of books about that and a lot of, you know, psychological theories to that. But it's really about our energy. When we give it away recklessly, thoughtlessly, without even holding a little for ourselves, that's how we let in things without looking, without realizing what we're doing to ourselves. So I am going to take our first caller in the 312. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Lainey.
Lainey, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So how can I be of service for you tonight, dear?
I was looking for a reading.
Okay. What I like to do, Lainey, is that this is, you know, being it's a shorter show, if there's an area that you'd like to look into or have me look into, we can focus on that. So
okay,
what is it
my relationships.
Okay, love. Love, correct?
Yeah.
Got it. Lady. Okay. Well, I see the sun rising after some freeing of your struggles there. That's a good thing. That's sort of like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And there's celebration. I see the sun even greater. So I pulled out my goddess tarot with you, by the way. And these are great cards. These are awesome. Because I feel like either, like some of the bad stuff has now left the building. And some of these things are behind you now. And lessons learned, my guide said, lessons learned. And we have to remember, just like I'm talking about in the show, about keeping your own balance and your own energy together, it's reminding you right now that Yaya, the goddess of the ocean, is saying, remember, imbalance is a bad thing. It's not a happy thing. Whatever you give away too much of yourself, and it's not that it's always tit for tat, mind you, but when you're not giving an opportunity to see what the other person can do, can offer, then you're giving so much that either your expectations are too high or you're never going to receive what you're on the holding pattern and you get frustrated. So don't allow yourself to get into that sort of conundrum, if you will. Okay? I kept seeing you have new plans, though, set up in this relationship. Sort of like there's a new path, a new plan starting. Let me see when. Okay, that's a big transformation, like the ending of one kind of life now into the beginning of another. And summer, I kept hearing summertime, so about a month away, like in June.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So I'm hoping that clicks in for you, that it makes sense with what's happening. But I get, without rhyme or reason, all of a sudden everything's going to change. And I see June.
Okay, June? Yeah.
In June. So in the time being, don't be a martyr. Don't be over-sacrificing yourself to a point where you have no life. See the changes and appreciate them for what they needed to be.
Okay.
All right, dear.
Yep.
My
blessings
to you. Good luck and stay strong during this Mercury retrograde. Be creative.
Yeah, it's killing me.
Ways. I know, right? So try things other ways. Like I said, even when my switchboard wasn't working, all of a sudden, boom, I just said, leave it alone. It'll come back, and it did.
So, okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Well, have a great night. You're very welcome.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the calendar and some more things about your personal energy and how to shift that energy from where it is to where it should be. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray. shake, 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 shake your belly, shake your body. Move it, folks. Move your energy. That's how we make change happen. I was mentioning about how we're going to shift this energy. How about clear out some clutter? How about clean a closet, empty out a drawer? Throw some things that are away that are broken, that you keep saying, I'm going to fix, I'm going to get that fixed. Let it go. It's. Are you a handyman? Unless you plan on getting a handyman or taking it to a handyman place, get rid of it. It's broken. That means broken energy. That's stagnant energy. And stuffed up closets and drawers create stuffed up energy. And move that body. You know, I don't care if you're just going to do start off by doing some light exercises in the morning, some yoga or Tai Chi, or go for a walk. Move the body, or go to the gym, or ride your bike, or go swimming. It's getting warm out for the most part in most parts of the country. It's getting warmer out. So enjoy that. Enjoy that change of the seasons. So I was going to talk about the calendar. Well, and today was a personal session day as well as tomorrow. If you're not in my area, you can Skype me and or have phone sessions. So that's what my Mondays and Tuesdays are about before I do Blog Talk Radio on Monday nights. And two Tuesdays from now, I'm going to do the Women's Moon Lodge at my cauldron in DeLand. It's no charge for that. It's women only, but it is a Women's Moon Lodge where we work on ourselves. And each month is a new speaker, and this month I'm the guest speaker there. I had a great workshop at my cauldron with the connecting with your animal spirits and guides. Wednesday, the first Thursday and the third, I want to say that, first and third Thursdays, I'm at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford. And then Wednesdays are the second and fourth, I'm in Sanford. And on Thursday nights, I'm at the Mystic Halls of Knowledge, and you can still take time and sign up for that, which is a virtual/online class. Every 2 weeks, we go into a new subject. So if, in case you didn't catch it on this Thursday, you've got another Thursday, and then we move on to the next subject. You will get handouts through email, syncing up online. The first session, we're going to deal with energy, because to me, there's nothing more important than understanding energy. Know your energy. Know the things from live energy to dead energy, from energy that's toxic, energy that's healing. So we're going to go all into that. So you can't miss that first class. You can sign up now online at venusandvelvet.com. So that's the calendar for now. I've got a festival coming up mid-month over in Casadega, for those of you who know me and from that territory. And the following day and Sunday, we're going to be back over at Luna Soul doing the tea leaf reading party. Yep. So I'm owning my own power. I'm taking on that energy and moving and clearing and cleaning and doing these things. So that's how we shake it up. It can be as simple as cleaning out your refrigerator. If you want better health, start looking at what you're eating and bringing and putting into your body and saying no. Just saying, oh, it's so convenient. Yes, and expensive. When you start adding it all up, it's costly, whether it's for the day or it's costly in your wardrobe and you can't get in your clothes because you're eating cheap fast food. That's what can happen. And trust me, I've been down to the last $2 in my bank account. I understand it. But don't sacrifice. You are all you have sometimes, you know. Every time, really, you're all you have. All these other things you're attracting. So if you're going to sacrifice that for, you know, quick and cheap, then that's the result you're going to get is not quick and cheap in health. It's going to be backsliding. So own your personal power. So don't let things rob you of your good energy. So I'm going to take another call we got on the 780. Caller in the 780. Hello.
Hey, Venus. How's it going tonight?
Oh, it's our Canadian friend. Yes, hello. How are you?
Pretty good. Talking about personal power. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. I've been making a lot of transformations in my life, and obviously you've been hearing what I'm talking about. you know, like I said, left the hotel in Casadega, but I still have my friends intact there. And so all these shifts are happening. I'm metamorphosizing. They're all good. And yeah, I've been connected with a lot of Canadian people in my life this past week, too. So it's interesting that you called into the show. I love it. I love it. So what's going on in your world, my dear?
I did a past life regression and just working with the fire element in my yogas, which is really good, and, you know, keeping the fire there. And, it's a quite interesting experience. Yeah.
Now, if I recall, the last time you called our show, you were wrapping up something. You were finishing up something. Yes. So how did all that go?
Oh, it went for really well. So it took me a while, not a while to get used to it, but it actually just spurred me on to keep on going. So working with the fire animal, I was really working with everything from addictions to attachments to abandonment stuff. So it was quite the really, really good element to work in.
Awesome. Now, do you work with what do you do to shift your energy? Good thing. Mm-hmm. How do you shift your energy when you notice you're getting stagnant?
Do something different.
Different. Yeah, and Mercury retrograde kind of forces us at the hand of that many times because some things just don't function. So that's what I was mentioning earlier, is that you got to put on your creative cap and just try another way. Yeah. So interesting, I saw the seal, though, with you. Like
what?
The animal. The seal, like the sea animal, the seal.
Okay.
Yeah. And because when I was asking how do you change your energy, I saw the seal energy, which is being very imaginative and to know how to be creative and draw attention to what you need to draw, like calling on that energy. So working in the fire energy is interesting. I know water, seal, you know, but it is a creative juices, but fire energy is high creation. And, you know, being in that fire year, it's a strong year to motivate, self-motivate, I should say.
Yeah,
so
most definitely.
That's all. That's how I was like, how do you shake up your energy and make it, you just try something different?
Just something different, yeah. And that's for myself. I'll do something, like I'll go eat somewhere or something. I'll do something different, too. And if I get stagnant energy, I don't know, just go meet with some friends, too.
Right. And keep yourself, my guide says, and when you keep yourself open, that's when it most definitely happens for you. You just, when you remain open and you're like out of your routine for the day, or for today's an open day kind of energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I'm so glad that you called into the show and keeping us, you know, in check with our energy and us updated on how your transformation has come. And,
thank you.
You know, I'm all about that. Now, do you do any kind of the spiritual deep breathing, like the nadis and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, I'm actually, this one I'm doing, focusing on breath, and
yes. I was just, when I had my animal workshop, it was Friday, excuse me, we did the, I don't like, you know, I used to fall asleep when people tried to do group meditation stuff, and I would fall asleep. I had one lady in the group who, she was saying that was her problem, and she just dreaded meditation because she knew she'd go to sleep and go out, and she wouldn't know anything when she came back. So I was using the breath work with this group before we went into guided meditation, like visualization, and I found it worked well. Because it opens up your third eye, it opens up a lot of other your senses. It heightens your awareness that way.
Almost definitely,
Yeah. Well, very cool. Good to know you're doing the breath work. That really, it opens up all the chakras and just kind of gets the fire churning within. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for calling back into the show. It was lovely to hear from you.
Yeah. best of what do you say? Carpe diem, seize the day.
That's true. Take advantage of every day. We do not know what tomorrow brings for any of us.
That's right.
That's cool. Well, thanks again. It was very nice talking to you. I hope you call back to the show and stay enlightened.
Yes, I will do that. Really great topic, and thanks so much for letting me be part of the show. Thank you. Thanks, Venus.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have a caller in the 216. We're just going to take this next call right while we're on it. Hello.
Hi.
And hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
My name's Sarah, and how are you?
Sarah? Is that what you said, Sarah?
Yeah, from Ohio.
Oh, very nice to meet you, Sarah.
Well,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling into the show.
My
so
question
what's on
to
your
you
mind?
Is,
what's on
yeah,
your mind?
I know. Oh, gosh, what isn't on my thoughts? How's that? No. what do you see employment for me?
Okay.
I have an interview next week. I guess the bottom line, how would you get to see the conclusion? How's that? When do you see? Yes, you know what I mean.
Yes. All right. Hold on here. Let's see what we got.
The right one.
Yes. I can see that you have been through some, definitely through some tests with the employment here. But
yeah.
There seems to be a place where there's a man in charge, because that's the first thing I saw was a male. Okay?
Okay.
And, okay. I kind of feel like some things that needed to move. Are you planning on making a move, by the way? Because I keep seeing, like, motivation for a change there.
Well, maybe it would be move offices, but not my, I own my home. So I don't think, you know what I'm saying? I know that this company next week, it's about a 35-minute drive. That could be where you're seeing the move. Because it's kind of a truck.
Right. I see it kind of like you're holding off on some upheaval. But it is like involved with a big change, a big move. Okay. So, but let's focus in on tomorrow. That just kind of popped up out of nowhere. It just, but I see the end results is I got the Ten of Pentacles. So that's a very good card to have. That's like coming full circle financially, kind of like grabbing the brass ring, getting the reward. And
my
God,
goodness.
Whatever you're doing, he said, whatever you're doing this time differently is working.
Gosh, I'm
so whatever
to
you
what
did
I'm
differently.
Doing.
Yes, whatever
I'm
you just did differently is working.
Okay.
He said,
this
is your favorite.
I don't know. I pray every day. I don't go in so anxious in jobs. I really like relax before I go in, and I know that because when you're desperate, when you appear desperate, you know what I'm saying? But I haven't been doing that. Is there a time? Did you get a time frame at all?
I keep seeing in with the number two with you. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm feeling within it feels like 2 weeks, roughly 2 weeks.
Oh, I hope so. And you said that there's a man that's in charge, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
anything else? You do really feel it could be 2 weeks.
I got tingles all through my body as I say it. That's my spiritual chills. I also get stay in control like you're doing, which is wonderful, staying in control of your energy.
I know.
So now, this is a really good show, obviously, for you to be calling in on about your personal power and a lot more allowing someone to sway you just for the sake of, I've got this job now, I can relax, when you know that you just probably could have sacrificed everything you were striving for. And there won't be a relaxing moment to it. So this is different because you're going in with the whole energy, the whole vibration of, look, I am the connection for my best life. So now it has to just be the right fit. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. I am feeling excited for you because I feel like you needed some of the shift and downtime energies just to kind of collect your thoughts. And just clear
up. Oh, my goodness. I know. some bad past things. I know I was betrayed really bad at some, I know.
Yeah.
Now, this job is going to be full, I'm sorry, what, it's still a job. It's going to be a full-time job, though. This is going to be a good job, right?
Yeah, it's rewards. I even got the star energy with it.
I know you saw that, I know.
Yeah, but
oh,
no, this is
gosh.
The star. That's even better, which is better. It's like hitting nirvana.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm just rooting for you, Miss Ohio, because that's where my home state is originally, Ohio. And
you city?
Come to Ohio and visit my people there and my see my clients and do things there as well. So where in Ohio are you?
The Cleveland area.
Yeah, 40 miles south of Cleveland is where I'm from. Portage County,
where?
Originally.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So now you know. So if you go to venusandvelvet.com, that's my website, you just kind of can keep an eye on things. And I generally write down when I'm traveling. So it would be lovely to connect with you. That would be awesome. And I wish nothing but the best for my Ohio lady there.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that was a good message. I needed that tonight, seriously.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thanks to you. You have ladies on the other side who are trying to send you a lot of love right now, okay? Because I'm a medium, and this is like mom's mom is like all over you. That's strong.
I need it.
There's
she knows the time I've been through. Okay. Listen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, okay?
Well, you're so welcome, and thank you, sir, for calling into the show. You have a great
Bye-bye.
Night, dear. Bye-bye. Well, thank you all for tuning in. What a great way to end our show on a positive note. And we all send her, Sarah, positive energy, Sarah in Ohio, for getting the right employment for her so she can relax, she can be focused, and she can be enjoying her life and reaping the rewards. So your personal power, your personal energy, make a change. Make things move. Shift. Jump up and down. Clear things out. Breathe in differently. Do whatever you can. Do it differently. Mercury retrograde is a perfect time. If it doesn't work, try it a different way. So I'm going to leave you on that note. Thank you all for calling in, all of you tonight. For those of you listening and even listening on the archive, just take this in. Breathe. It will be there on time, as it's supposed to be spiritually. I leave you with that, with much love and light and many blessings. Namaste.